Virtue signaling slag. You debate with emotions, but you don't debate with facts. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another KT Manifesto, bringing you some of those Batman ting rants and also some of those amazing lyrical flows. How's it going? Moves kicking off today, a number of things that I would like to talk about. And one is not politics to start off here. I read a news article that was released less than 24 hours ago on the BBC. Tyson Fury, the king of boxing. No matter what you want to say, Tyson Fury won't go away. And that's a good thing because they need someone like him in boxing. We got the Klitschko versus Anthony Joshua fight this Saturday evening. I'll be watching it on the telly. But I'm nowhere near as excited as if it, you know, if Klitschko was to do a rematch with none other than Tyson Fury. Half the fun was watching the press conferences. Tyson Fury was absolutely superb at the press conferences. And is the clit going to get licked again this Saturday by Anthony Joshua? Some of the bets going around is that Klitschko might be knocked out or forced out by round four. Interesting. Joshua doesn't have that many fights under his belt by comparison to Klitschko, so I'm going to say this is going to go to a judiciary. I think the judges will vote on points in terms of who the winner is. Want to trust my bet? Why not? Put a flutter on. I don't know who's going to win this. You know, I'm not a fan of Anthony Joshua. I'm just not. You know, this guy was you know, a reformed drug dealer, if I remember rightly. I cannot quote that as fact, as to cover my legal ass that doesn't happen to be true, even though the chances of this being watched by many people is very, very slim indeed. So that's my opinion, and it's not based on fact, to cover my legal crack. So, yeah, that's interesting. That's coming up on Saturday night. Then, of course, the Foreign Secretary has come out to mention something about a new policy regarding a 5-year review for refugees in the country. And what it basically would mean is, if refugees are given asylum in this country, after 5 years, they would sort of evaluate whether that country was safe. Would be a safe place to go back to, and the government would assess the case and help that person go back to their native nation. I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea whatsoever, you know, but at the same time, it's not as simple as that. It really isn't as simple as that. You know, if you love the country, like I do love this country, for all of the shit that happens with the political sphere and the unfortunate crappy weather cycle that we get assigned through living in between two sort of weather fronts. I love this country. I love the heritage of this country. I'm not a massive monarchist, to be honest, but you know, there's certain things about Great Britain that makes it absolutely fucking great. And I'm sure many of you will agree with that sentiment. And if I was, let's hypothetically say someone was to nuke our country, because if we were to get nuked, which is why I don't think Britain would ever even consider firing anything at North Korea. I mean, that'd be so fucking stupid to do so if that was the case, to try and prevent the nuclear enablement of North Korea. We would get wiped off the map because we're such a small country. You know, that's the disadvantage in a modern war, is that it'd be quite easy to decimate us by comparison to other countries, especially if it was a land war. There's not much fucking land to cover. So I was going off track there a little bit. Yeah, I think it's not a simplistic case. You know, you got to look. I think I have that 5 years of the assessment. If it was me, and it was my personal opinion, 5 years of the assessment. What's the situation here? One, is that country safe to go back to? Do they have a logistical government with some form of protections for the people over there. And I think there would have to be some type of protection for the people. You know, if it's a country where all of a sudden, oh yeah, well, technically it's not war-torn anymore. However, if you're gay, you're going to get thrown off a building. Which I'm not surprised there's more people seeking amnesty from fucking Saudi Arabia, but there we go. I would have to say that, you know, those are different sort of edge cases. And also after the 5 years, even if it was a safe bet, all of the checklists were safe. Well, I would offer up, if that person made a great contribution to the tax system, made a good contribution to the society here in Great Britain, then I should, you know, if I would allow that person the choice, the free choice. You know, there's a lot of immigrants that have come into Great Britain that have done some great things, you know, especially back in the 70s. There's a number of, millionaires that have come off the back of immigration in the past. And they made a great contribution to the tax system in this country. You know, so they're giving back to the community. They're employing people and stuff like that. So it's not a simple thing to say whatsoever. What else? I didn't mention it the other day. Le Pen has left the National Front in France. And for reasons of which, I mean, for those... I've had a couple of questions about this. People seem to think that she stepped out of the presidential race, and that's not the case. She's now effectively an independent, the same as Macron. And she's done this really to disassociate herself with some of her father's more further right-wing rhetoric that he had when he was in charge of the party, which has given it that bad taste in the mouth of the average French person. So this is a chance to sort of disassociate from that. I don't agree with this whole, you know, the rhetoric of, well, you know, why should I be rubbed, you know, tarred with the same fucking brush if, for instance, my dad was someone like fucking Hitler? Why should I be charged with that same tar on my brush? Do you know what I mean? Doesn't make sense, but people do it. People do it. They're like, oh no, that's a father, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's really, really stupid thing, things like that, but that's just the way it is. Closer to home here. In terms of video content, I'm not quite sure. I've got a couple of ideas. Actually, this is banging. Let's go back to Klitschko Joshua. The clit, hopefully, doesn't get licked in this, in my opinion. I'd like to see Klitschko win because I want Tyson Fury to get back to the top. The press conference. I'm going to be at the press conference tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. That's right. I will be at the press conference, the Anthony Joshua, Vladimir Klitschko press conference. I'm going to have video footage. I'm going to be there on my selfie stick. I don't know. I'm going to be probably too far away to get too much of a great footage, but it's a video that I'm going to be doing. It's the build up to the Klitschko Joshua fight, where I'm going to be saying that boxing ain't the same without Tyson Fury. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this, please actually share it. Because it would be good to get some more listeners subscribed here to the KT Manifesto. Keep it locked and loaded for more opinions about this UK snap election and all things that I find relevant in my life. Until then, bye-bye.